and welcome to this edition of the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Libby, and I have a very special guest host with me of Elvis Week and Gates of Graceland fame, Tom Brown.
Hi there. Hi, Libby.
Hi. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you. I hear this. I check with you guys every week to hear the podcast and hear the information of what's going on, and it's weird to be here now with you. So
now you're on the podcast instead of just listening to it.
I won't have to listen now because I know what
now
we're going to talk about.
You know. That's right.
But it's fun being here. That's fun. I've been in town the last couple of days doing some secret projects, some secret shoots for you, which I'm here to talk about. So, kind of secret, I guess.
Well, I've been watching the Gates of Graceland kind of catch up. You know, I watched them when they all came out, and it was just so much fun. I loved the mirror that was on Audubon Drive.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any favorite moments?
Well, first of all, you know, the two parts of Hidden Graceland, we didn't know it was going to be two parts when we shot it. You know, Angie had this idea of what she wanted. Angie Marchese, director of archives, had this idea of what she wanted to kind of walk me through and show me that you don't see on tours.
Mm-hmm.
And she never really told me what we were going to look at before it happened on camera.
So that's your genuine
reaction. Those are my...
Seeing the samurai sword.
I told her, I said, I think I spend all my time walking around going, wow. So we were walking through the mansion after it closed one night a few months back. I'm in my socks with my archival white gloves she gave me, and she's showing me opening, you know, drawers in the living room, and there's a samurai sword, and opening this up, and look, there's pool chalk down in the pool room. And all these moments of walking around in my socks on the carpet and really looking at the rooms from the other side.
Yeah.
That's been the interesting things, because you really walk through Graceland and you really see it from one direction,
mm-hmm.
the way the tours are set up. So we've been able to take cameras back and kind of show everybody, you know, what it's like looking back the other way.
Yeah.
And the night we were shooting, we realized we're going to have to do a part two because we haven't even gone downstairs yet.
Wow.
And so we split it up and figured out to do two. And then I just came back a few nights ago, and I think we're going to have three and four.
Yes,
Hidden Graceland.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got to stay tuned, because, you know, we only display at Graceland, is it like 10 to 20% of the archives of what's in the warehouse? So
stuff rotates, but so you never really know. You know, cars change in and out and
mm-hmm.
things like that, and items are there. It was fun. The three Grammys are back together now, because one of the Grammy Awards had been some museum somewhere that Angie had taken it.
Yeah.
But to see the three Grammys are back together.
Yeah.
So we were walking around Graceland and looking at things this time, you know, going down in the TV room and going through the record collection, you know, that he had.
So was there anything that surprised you in the record collection that he had?
Yeah, here's what's George Jones and Mario Lanza. I dare say there are not many people that have a record collection consisting of Mr. Opera and Mr. Country Music.
That's
you know,
true.
George
it's
Jones
kind
and
Mario.
He just liked good
mm-hmm.
music, and if you were the best at what you did, that's what I really see in these record collections of varied taste in music. And the other fact, the fact that the turntable and the radio are wired for sound in every room in Graceland. So I have a feeling if Elvis was listening to Mario Lanza sing opera,
everybody
was listening to Mario Lanza sing opera.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That just goes so well when you're hanging out in the jungle room or across the street, or across the hall from the kitchen and having your meatloaf.
Yep.
But, man, that is so cool. And, you know, we kind of got a sneak peek if you're on Facebook and you watch the Facebook Live event.
Yeah.
If you haven't been tuning in for Gates of Graceland, you kind of got a sneak peek. Okay, these are the two people I'm going to follow throughout the house.
Yep.
And that was, do you know how many people have watched that so far?
The last time I looked, 60-something thousand?
That's right.
Something like that?
It's inching on up there to 70,000.
Thank you. I mean, that's... And then it's also bumped the viewership of the Hidden Gracelands, too, the Gates of Graceland, because people want to, you know, they might not have heard about it. You
mm-hmm.
know, the great thing about Facebook is you know immediately what's going on, but if you don't check in all the time, it might go away and you wouldn't see it. And so to be able to come back and do those things, to do the Facebook Live... Angie and I had this moment when we finished, and they were all saying, Sheena and everybody was saying, guys, 10,000 people watched us live.
Yeah.
And Angie and I looked at each other and said, just now? Really? It's kind of frightening in a way.
Yes.
You're like, we were just standing here making this up. We didn't really think about it. But we were standing in the entryway of Graceland, you know, doing the video and kind of giving everybody a hint of what we were working on. We also got together and kind of sat in the place where Elvis stood when he sang at the Jungle Room sessions, and we talked about the Jungle Room sessions and how important that was, and mm-hmm. kind of what happened those nights here at the mansion when I call it RCA Studio G.
Studio Graceland. That
it works. It's RCA Studio G.
That's right. So do you think you're going to do more Facebook Live?
You know what? I bet we will. It was a lot of fun to do. It's kind of spontaneous. If you follow Graceland on Facebook, you will get an alert on your phone or on your computer. Hey, Graceland is live right now. Come join
Tune
us.
In.
Tune in. And it's a kind of a new thing. And, you know, Graceland, Elvis is always cutting edge of technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a phone in a suitcase, but he had a phone, you know.
Yeah.
he had cars, and he always had the new car, and he always had the new motorcycle, and he had gadgets, and he had Graceland wired for sound every room. So he was... Same thing with you guys at EPE. You're always keeping up with what's going on in technology. And the Facebook Live, I have a feeling we'll do another couple of those. But they're spontaneous, and they pop up with no planning.
Yeah. Well, that makes them all the better.
Yeah. Though. Yeah, they're
so
fun.
So you're interviewing people at for the Gates of Graceland. You kind of interview Angie when you're going through the house, getting her to give us more and more information.
And saying wow all
and
the
saying
time.
Saying wow.
Yeah.
Like anyone would.
Yeah.
And you've been doing Elvis Week for 12 plus years. Who have you interviewed on Elvis Week that you just can't stop talking about?
The fans might know this. I've started in 2003, and I don't think I've missed a year. And I'll let you do the math on how many years that is. But every year you do these interviews and you meet actors that worked with Elvis and you meet, you know, musicians that played with him. But I got to tell you, getting to utter the words, "Ladies and gentlemen, Priscilla Presley," that's kind of a cool moment. Or, "Ladies and gentlemen, Priscilla and Lisa Marie Presley."
Mm-hmm.
You know, those two moments are kind of special. And I have to say Mother Dolores, too, who was one of Elvis's co-stars in some early movies. Mother Superior, mm-hmm. Mother Dolores. She had such an amazing aura around her
mm-hmm.
of... You just felt like you wanted to sit and talk to her.
Yeah.
And she just was so wonderful with the fans and so amazed that we knew who she was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, of course we do. But Dolores Hart, she thinks, well, nobody remembers my movies. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, we do.
we all do.
We do.
With the sweeping
gestures. And to the other, you know, the other people, the fun guys, everybody's fun. The fun guys, the musicians, you know, when you mm-hmm. when you can sit down with, you know, James Burton or Ronnie Tutt or somebody. I was good friends with Joe Gershio, and he always was good for a laugh and telling great stories. And I really get to see their interaction with the fans, and that's what's really fun to watch is to see the looks on the fans when they get to talk to these people.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever get jaded or get used to it because I was a fan first and still am.
Yeah. So you're not used to it. You come just for, not just for the experience, but for to learn all those new things that all the other fans.
Yeah. I always say, and I've had fans tell me, you ask the questions we want to ask. And I say, well, that's because I'm one of you. I'm a fan too. I'm from Tupelo. I grew up with these records too. I went to the store and bought them, you know, mm-hmm. when they were new.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to meet these people, it's like, I know what we need to ask because I'm one of you. It's just a lot of fun. And if you are a fan, you can go deeper with some of these people because I'm sure they're used to doing interviews about Elvis, but it's maybe with someone that's not quite as researched as an Elvis fan.
Yes, that's right.
And to be able to do that is a lot of fun. And you kind of see the look on their face, like Mac Davis mm-hmm. last year. You see, like, dude, how do you know that?
Yeah, that was such a cool moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else is going on in Tupelo? You mentioned Tupelo.
We've got Tupelo coming up every year since 2007. I've been involved in the Tupelo Elvis Festival. It's coming up June 2nd through 5th.
Wow.
And we have an ETA competition in town. And
Tupelo's
got a pretty good record with sending ultimate winners.
That's right.
You know, pretty much I think maybe half the ultimate winners have won Tupelo in the past.
Right? I know there's a lot. That's a strong
And we've had a lot of fun guys come out of Tupelo. And I'll tell you, next to Memphis, next to winning Ultimate in Memphis, mm-hmm. which of course is the, you know, that's the one, they want to come to Tupelo and compete. We've had people from France and Brazil. D-Light from Brazil won last year. Or year before. And it's amazing that they want to win Tupelo.
Yeah.
Because the trophy is a statue of Elvis at 13.
Mm-hmm.
So they...
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to when August rolls around and you're going to be in Memphis again?
Well, first of all, I'm looking forward to... there's people I know now from Facebook and from Twitter and friends I've made over mm-hmm. the years. You know, George and Helen from England. I see them every year.
I met them.
See? Yeah. It's you know, I've had Elvis's guys, Jerry Schilling and Joe Esposito, tell me, you know, Elvis loved to bring people together. He loved to have a room full of people. Like, you don't know you. Hey, come over here. I want you to meet somebody. And he's still doing it. Elvis is still bringing people together. So to get together, first of all, it's the fans, getting to see the fans. And we're in the planning stages. I'm working with you guys and who can we talk to and who can we interview. And it's fun to kind of be involved in that and then to be able to go out on stage and then talk to them.
That's
so we're looking forward to it. It's the planning is almost as much fun as doing it. But just being here in August is fun.
That's right. Well, this was my first Elvis week that's passed. This will be my second one. Probably be your
13th, 14th? Well, 13. 13, yeah.
Lucky number 13. So I'll have to pick your brain a little bit more and maybe put you on a few more podcasts so we can all learn from your experiences.
It might not take two or three more podcasts to pick my brain. I don't know where I parked, but I know my Elvis.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun and you know... Bring somebody, if you're out there listening and you're an Elvis fan, bring somebody here that's not an Elvis fan because they will not leave that way.
That's true.
As Jerry Schilling says, you get them to Elvis and Elvis will take care of the rest.
Wow. And that just sums it up.
That's right.
Well, we're glad you're here with us today.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to August, see everybody in Tupelo in June and everybody in Memphis in August.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. That's it for this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. Bye.